الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نعم، قوله وهو سبحانه معهم أينما كانوا يعلم ما هم عاملون. We are continuing our discussion on how to bring a relation or harmonize between Allah's state of being with the creation and Allah Azza wa Jal's transcendency and His highness above the throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we bring a relation between these two things? You'll see a very interesting argument here. And he, the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, rahimahullah, and he, how perfect he is of having any imperfection, is with them wherever they may be. He knows what they are doing and what they are upon. وهذا من الإيمان بالله وهو الإيمان بمعيته لخلقه. This is part of believing in Allah. Believing in Allah's state of being with the creation. Said معية from مع. Right? And it comes often in the Quran. It's the preposition with in English.
وقد سبق أن معية الله تنقسم إلى عامة وخاصة وخاصة الخاصة.
And we have further previously mentioned that the ma'iyya of Allah is divided into a general one and a specific one, and one that is more specifically, right?
فَالْعَامَّةَ الَّتِي تَشْمَلُ كُلَّ أَحَدٍ مِنْ مُؤْمِنٍ وَكَافِرٍ وَبَرٍ وَفَاجِرٍ.
The general ma'iyya encompasses everyone, the believer and the disbeliever, the righteous and the wicked.
ومثالها قوله تعالى وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير.
Example of that is the statement of Allah, and He is with you wherever you may be, and verily Allah is the one seeing all that which you do, or that which you do concerning that which you do He sees.
والخاصة مثل قوله تعالى إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون.
Specific ma'iyya is like the statement of Allah, and verily Allah is ever with the people of taqwa, those who have taqwa and those who excel in doing good deeds. So general ma'iyya concerning all of the creation, Allah is with them wherever they may be. Specific one is Allah with the people of taqwa and the people of ihsan.
وَالَّتِي أَقَصَّ. And even more specific than that, مِثْلْ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى لِمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
He said to Musa and Harun, do not fear, verily I am with you, I hear and I see.
وقوله عن رسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله معنا لا تحزن إن الله معنا.
And speaking on the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he said to Abu Bakr, do not grieve, verily Allah is with us. طيب.
وسبق أن هذه المعية حقيقية.
Now we have explained before that this is real معية.
وأن من مقتضى المعية العامة العلم والسمع والبصر والقدرة والسلطان وغير ذلك. ومن مقتضى الخاصة النصر والتأييد.
And a consequence of Allah being with the creation, the general one, is Allah's knowledge of them, Allah's encompassing knowledge, hearing, seeing, ability, authority, and other than that. And concerning one of the consequences of Allah being with the specific one, like the one in Musa and Harun, and or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allah ma'ana, al-nasru wa ta'eed, Allah's victory and Allah's assistance. So when Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, or to Musa and Harun, innani ma'akuma, verily I am with you, besides the idea that Allah is with them, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, in a manner which befits His majesty, it also indicates that Allah shall aid them and grant them victory. طيب. Now, we will see. قوله كما جمع بين ذلك في قوله. Now this is where the people got confused. Does that mean that Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala is mixed with the creation? When we say Allah is with us, does it mean, وعليكم السلام, that Allah تبارك وتعالى is in the room? Is that what it means? You better not be confused about this one, man. Does it mean that Allah is in the room? Where is Allah? Beautiful. Allah is above the throne. Yet He is with us. And Him being with us does not necessitate the physical presence as the Muhululiyya and others, the pantheism or the pantheists claim that Allah Azza wa Jal is Himself with us. We say no. They say, how can this be? How can Allah be above the throne and be with us? Now we will bring the refutation. We have dealt with it before, we will go over it again. First and foremost, realize that Allah brought a relation between these two teachings in one ayah. Surah Al-Hadid, ayah number 4. Listen to this. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. It is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then He rose over the throne. He knows what goes into the earth and what goes out thereof. He knows what descends from the heavens and what goes up thereto, what ascends. And He is with you wherever you may be, and He is concerning all that which you do, all seeing. Okay? First and foremost, is it possible that there will be contradiction in the Quran? Is it possible that in one ayah there will be contradiction? So in the same ayah, Allah said that He is above the throne, and He is with us. What does that mean? It means that you must understand one in the light of the other. If you claim otherwise, then you're claiming that the Quran is contradicting itself. You need to reconsider whether you're still a Muslim or not. That's a very strong refutation, because it's in the same ayah. Even if it wasn't in the same ayah, if it was the Quran and Hadith, there's no contradiction in anything in Islam. What appears to be a contradiction is lack of understanding on the end of the person who's trying to understand the text. As for the reality of the matter, there is an explanation. The people of knowledge are the ones who are able to see through these issues which appear to the average layman as contradictory. So the first thing is they came in one ayah. بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ أَيْ بَيْنَ الْعُلُوُ الْمَعِيَةِ Between transcendency and being with. فَذِقَوْلِهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ In the statement of Allah, then He rose over the throne. إِثْبَاتُ الْعُلُوُ It affirms Allah's transcendence. وَبِقَوْلِي وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ And in the statement of Allah, and He is with you wherever you may be, إِثْبَاتُ الْمَعِيَةِ affirms Allah's state of being with. فَجَمَعَ بَيْنَهُمَا فِي آيَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَلَا مُنَافَاةَ بَيْنَهُمَا كَمَا سَبَقَ وَيَأْتِي So Allah combined these two teachings in one ayah, and there's no contradiction between them, as it was mentioned before and as we will repeat again. How do we bring a relation between them? How do we understand? وَجْهُ الْجَمْعُ وَجْهُ الْجَمْعِ مِنْ وُجُوهٍ ثَلَاثَةٍ The manner in which we harmonize between these two understandings is in three ways. الأول أنه ذكر استواءه على العرش First that Allah mentioned His rising above the throne. ثم قال Then He said وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ He is with you wherever you may be. وَإِذَا جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ بَيْنَ وَصْفَيْنِ فَإِنَّنَا نَعْلَمُ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ أَنَّهُمَا لَا يَتَنَاقَضَانِ And if Allah described Himself with two qualities, then we have certain knowledge, we have certainty that there will be no contradiction between them. لِأَنَّهُمَا لَوْ تَنَاقَضَا لَاسْتَحَالَ اسْتِمَاعُهُمَا Because if they were contradictory, then we would never be able to bring them together. إذ المتناقضين لا يستمعان ولا يرتفعان Two contradictory things do not combine, cannot be joined, and they do not go up either. They just one has two rights. They don't have. It doesn't happen like this. فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ وُجُودِ أَحَدِهِمَا وَانْتِفَاءُ الثَّانِي So it must be then that one exists and the other one goes away. وَلَوْ كَانَ هُنَاكَ تَنَاقُضٌ لَزِمَ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَوَّلَ آيَةٍ مُكَذِّبًا لِأَخِرَهَا وَالْعَكْسُ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ And if there was a contradiction, then the beginning of the ayah denies the end of it, or vice versa. That's wild. الثاني أنه قد يجتمع العلو والمعية في المخلوقات. Secondly, you can, like in among the humans, you're able to harmonize between being above and being with among the creatures. كما سيذكره المؤلف رحمه الله في قول الناس ما زلنا نسير والقمر معنا as the author will mention later on we have been walking and the moon is with us. And being with something does not necessitate being physically mixed. You can be in a helicopter and you are the general of an army and you're overviewing your soldiers down there on foot fighting, and you will be saying through the walkie-talkie, "I'm with you. Don't worry. Attack the enemy. I'm with you." You're not with us, man. You're up there in a helicopter, bro. But linguistically, do you say, "I'm with you"? And if somebody told you, would they say, "You're a liar"? I'm with them. I'm with them in the sense. I don't have to be sitting there in the middle of them to say, "I'm with you." You could speak to your wife in another country, and you can say, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm paying it. I'm with you. You use these words, and no one makes a big deal. So what's the problem then? If amongst the creation, we use these and we don't have an issue, why are they making it an issue? If amongst the creation this is valid, then what about the difference between the creation and the creator? It is more so. So they cannot really get philosophical here. ثالثاً, the third observation or the third point of view, لو فرض تعارضهما بالنسبة للمخلوق لا يلزم ذلك بالنسبة للخالق أن الله ليس كمثله شيء. And this is the strongest and the most powerful and the most satisfactory refutation. Look, we say to them, even if it does, even if according to humans this is contradictory, then according to Allah it is not. Why? There's nothing like Allah. You tell them, do you believe that the essence of Allah is not like the essence of everything else? They will say, yes, of course. Say, then the attributes of Allah are not like the attributes of anyone else. The actions of Allah are not like the actions of anyone else. The speech of Allah, the Quran, is not like the speech of anyone else. If you affirm that the essence of Allah Himself is unlike everything else, then you have to also add the attributes of Allah are also not like any other attributes. So if the creation are unable to understand how someone can be above and with you at the same time, that's because you're the creation. But for Allah, it doesn't apply. Why? There's nothing like Allah. And then we can quote hundreds of evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah which support us. For example, the Prophet ﷺ, and I would repeat just for the benefit, when he would travel, what would he say? Allahumma anta as-sahibu fi as-safar wal khalifatu fi al-ahl. Oh Allah, you are the companion during my travel and you are the caretaker of my family behind. Now, any human being in the world, can he travel with you and take care of your family simultaneously? No. No one can do it. But now, as the Prophet ﷺ saying that Allah is doing that, yes, what? There's nothing like Allah. Yeah, the humans can do it. That's why they're humans. That's why they're the creation. If you want to limit the creator according to the human laws of the creation, you're misguided already. If you want to apply every human created law on Allah, then you don't know Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the greatness of Allah, that the rules which He created to apply to the creation are not applicable to Him. You see how strong that is? And no one can really refute that. That's just the bottom line. Anything that your brain doesn't understand, you cannot see the logic behind it, yes, fine. We will say, no problem, you don't understand it. But what you need to keep in mind is, there's nothing like Allah. So don't deny. Don't deny. You see what I'm saying? But وقوله وليس معنى قوله ومعكم أنه مختلط بالخلق. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله said, and the meaning of Allah's statement, and He is with you, does not mean that He is mixed with the creation. لأن هذا المعنى نقص. وقد سبق أنه لو كان هذا هو المعنى لزم أحد الأمرين, إما تعدد الخالق أو تجزؤه. مع ما في ذلك أيضا من كون الأشياء تحيط به وهو سبحانه محيط بالأشياء. If we were to understand the statement of Allah and He is with you as He is mixed with you, first, this meaning is deficient. This meaning is deficient in and of itself. Furthermore, and as we explained earlier, it necessitates one of two things. Either that there's multiple creators, multiple gods, like the Hindus, or that Allah is divided into parts in order to be with mixed with everything. Because now when you mix with everything, you have walls and structures and human beings, and you got all kinds of things, all kinds of mass, matter and mass, and you know, in physics, you with these substances.
So either they say there are multiple creators, he's able to be all over with everyone all the time, all these gods, or that that one God is divided into multiple parts. This alongside the idea that if you say that Allah is mixed with the creation, that means that the creation encompasses Allah. And what we learn from the Quran is, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيط. Allah is the one who encompasses. Allah is not the one who is encompassed. So this necessitates that Allah is being encompassed by His creation. All these are qualities of deficiency that we do not describe Allah Azza wa Jal with. So that means that we cannot understand وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ in this particular, that He is mixed with the creation. قَوْلُهُ فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَا تُوْجِبُهُ اللُّغَةِ. Why? And this is the part that is important. The language does not necessitate that. When we say الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى, these, that linguistically, there is no other interpretation. Linguistically, عَلَى on. اسْتَوَى has a single meaning. When it comes with the preposition on, it has a single meaning. And you read how many times it comes in the Quran. لِتَسْتَوُوا عَلَى ظُهُورِهِ ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُ نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ وَتَقُولُ إِلَى أَخْرِهِ in Surah Al-Zukhruf. The dua of Rukub. الحمد لله الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين. The ayat before and after, Allah says, so you may rise over them, the mounts, the animals which Allah gave you, then so you can say such and such. Anytime in the Arabic language, istawa or yastawi or istawu comes with ala, it means one thing, to rise above, physically. There's no other interpretation. It doesn't mean anything else. There's no figurative language. There are words that are figurative, right? It's called figure of speech. For example, you say, it's raining cats and dogs. Or, I broke his face when I punched him. You didn't break his face. It just means that it's a strong punch. And there are many expressions, proverbs and idioms and what have you. In Arabic, we have the same thing, and everyone in his language usually has the same thing. So there are words or expressions that are figurative. And there are ones that must be taken literally. You cannot give him another interpretation. There's no figure of speech. Istawa ala al-arsh has no figure of speech. Huwa ma'akum, he is with you, can be understood figuratively, as I explained to you earlier with the examples. The boss, the general is in a helicopter, you speak to your wife on the phone, you send a letter to your children, you know, who are in school, don't worry, I'm with you, inshallah, I will help you, I will support you, and you're in another country. The language allows that. So because Allah said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ, they cannot come and say, this must only mean that He is with us as in mixed with us. Because we say, look, even the language doesn't support you. The language entertains other meanings. But istawa ala al-arsh, it doesn't entertain any other meaning. So that means we must understand the end of the ayah and the light of the beginning of the ayah. So we go back to Al-Imran, the third, I believe, ayah. هُوَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُمَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. It is He who sent down the book upon you. هو الذي نزل عليك الكتاب. فيه آيات منه آيات محكمات. Among the آيات are fixed آيات, entirely clear foundational آيات. وأخر متشابهات, and other that are ambiguous, others that are not entirely clear. فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه من. The ones who have deviance in their heart, they will always look for the ayat that have more than one interpretation. But those who believe, they say we believe in all of it. The people of knowledge, they say we believe كل من عند ربنا, all of it is from Allah. So we must understand the ayat which have multiple interpretations, and the light of the ayat that don't have multiple interpretations, muhkama. And the istiwa is muhkam. Huwa ma'akum is mutashabih. Same thing we can say about Allah using the plural for Himself. We. This is muhkam or mutashabih? It's mutashabih. You can bring a Hindu and he will tell you, look, you have many gods like we do. Because God said He's speaking about Himself in the plural. And a Christian will tell you, you believe in Trinity. So we say, no, habibi, kul huwa Allahu ahad. Say it is Allah, the one who is unique. Now that cannot be interpreted in any other way. And it cannot entertain any other, you know, multiplicity or plurality. It's a singular, done deal. So now you must explain we in the light of قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. And your Lord is one Lord. These are muhkamat. The other ones are mutashabihat. The people who like to go astray, they will not look at the ayah that is clear. They'll always fetch for something that has many interpretations, so they may ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله. Seeking fitna, trial, evil, corruption, and seeking the ill interpretation of the ayat. So we must know that. So then, if anyone wants to get stuck on huwa ma'akum, say no. Thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh. You want to speak about huwa ma'akum? No. Understand thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh. Explain that to me. They will not be able to do it. So once they're unable to do it, because there's no, the language doesn't support them, say now we can discuss huwa ma'akum. Now we have to understand it in the light of the first one. So there's no room for the people of innovation to get philosophical with Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Jayyid. يعني وإذا كانت اللغة لا تجيبه لم يتعين. If the language does not necessitate this meaning only, then we don't have to accept it. وهذا أحد الوجوه الدل على بطلان مذهب الحلولية من الجهمية وغيرهم القائلين بأن الله مع خلقه مختلطا بهم. This is one of the ways with which we refute and we prove the falsehood of the madhab, the way of the al-hululiyya, those who claim that Allah is in His creation, from among the Jahmites and others who say that Allah is one with His creation. And many Sufis believe that, by the way. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَا تَقْتَدِيهِ اللُّغَةِ لِأَنَّ اللُّغَةَ قَدْ تَقْتَدِيهِ وفرق بين كون اللغة تقتضي ذلك وبين كونها توجب ذلك. He did not say that the language does not cannot possibly entertain that. He said it does not necessitate that. Meaning it could, but not necessarily. There's a difference between them. يعني I could say, look, that meaning, that understanding is not necessarily correct. Meaning in this area it is not. It could be in other times. If I say the language does not allow this, meaning this meaning could never be correct. Right? For example, some people, you know, one of these same guys who are going back and forth with these evil emails, they said at the end of the email, stop beating about the bush. Beating about the bush. So the expression that is used is beating around the bush. Yani when somebody's playing games and you want him to go straight to the point, say, look, stop beating around the bush, stop playing around the bush. I mean, go straight to the point. So this person and their mockery of the Wahhabis, they at the end of the email, this one lady kept saying, stop beating about the bush. So now here we can say, look, the language does not, the English language does not have such an expression. It doesn't exist. It does not, this meaning doesn't exist in the language. Either you say beating around the bush, or whatever you're saying is does not make sense to anyone. The language does not has no room for that. But there may be other expressions that could possibly mean something, or they could not, depending on the context. So this is what the Shaykh was referring to here. Wallahu a'lam. فالمعية في اللغة قد تقتضي الاختلاط مثل الماء واللبن تقول ماء مع لبن مخلوطا. So the term مع, the preposition with in the language, may be, may entertain or may explain mixing, and may not. For example, you say the milk is with the water mixed. The milk is with the water, it's with it, meaning they're in one container now, mixed. So with as a preposition can, not necessarily, but can mean physical mixing. And it can mean a mixing, no mixing I mean. It could be a figure of speech, right? Which team are you with? I am with Batikh team. Are you part of the team? No. You're standing on the sideline waving a flag. But you're with them as in you are supporting them, you are their fan, you're with them meaning you want them to win. Is this correct? Is that correct language? No one will say no. Does with mean that you're part of the team running with them? No, it does not. So with can mean mixing and it can mean not mixing. You see? So that's what we say. The language here is broad. So now we have to understand the meaning, which doesn't entail mixing, because if we say it's mixing, then it refutes the beginning of the ayah, and then we're saying that Allah is with the creation, أعوذ بالله, أعوذ بالله. إذن قوله وهو خلاف ما أجمع عليه سلف الأمة وخلاف ما فطر الله عليه الخلق. Furthermore, besides the fact that the language does not necessarily support that interpretation, it is against what the
righteous predecessors of this ummah have agreed upon, the consensus of the righteous predecessors of this ummah, and it is contrary to what Allah has predisposed us upon. In our predisposition, in our natural disposition, we tend to believe Allah is above. And we explained that last week. Anyone, no matter what the situation, at the time of distress, cannot help but say, Ya Allah! Even if it's a kafir, even the one who says Allah is everywhere, he doesn't say, Oh Allah! Right? They cannot! Even if they tried, they'll think they're crazy. He said, what am I doing, man? But if you told him, hey, you said Allah's ever said, yeah, but you know, it doesn't make sense that I go like this. He'd say, Allah, help, right? Even the kuffar, you see this? Fir'aun, one of the biggest kuffar after Iblis, you know, in the level of evil, he believed Allah was above. Ya Haman, ibni li sarhan, la'alli ablughu al-asbab. أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى. Oh, he told his minister Haman, build for me a tower. Why does he need a tower? He said, a tower that will give me the ways to the skies, so I may look at Musa's God. Meaning Musa was telling them Allah is above. Otherwise, where is Fir'aun going to bring this idea from? He was telling the people, أنا ربكم العلى, I am your God. Meaning he was taught by Musa and Harun that Allah is above. This is Fir'aun, ya Sheikh. Now you get people from the Muslims say, no, Allah is everywhere. You say, it doesn't make any sense. But that's what's going on. That's what's happening. Wallahu musta'an. إذن وذلك لأن الإنسان مفطور على أن الخالق بائن من المخلوق. We have been predisposed to feel that Allah is separated from the creation. ليس أحد إذا قال يا الله إلا ويعتقد أن الله تعالى بائن من خلقه. No one says, يا الله, except that he feels that Allah is not with him. Allah is separate from him. لا يعتقد أن حاله في خلقه. He doesn't believe that Allah is mixed with him. He's in him. والعياذ بالله. فدعوى أنه مختلط من خلق مخالف للشرع ومخالف للعقل ومخالف للفطرة. So claiming that Allah is mixed with the creation goes against the teachings of Islam, the legal evidences. It goes against intellect and natural disposition. There's no room for it. No room for it. Except philosophy. قوله بل القمر آية من آيات الله من أصغر مخلوقاته وهو موضوع في السماء وهو مع المسافر وغير المسافر أينما كان. Now the Shaykh رحمه الله, Shaykh الإسلام تيمية, will use a linguistic and practical argument to support his position. Well, the position of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, of course, which is that of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Shafi'i, and all the good people back then. He said, the moon, which is an ayah, a miraculous sign from the miraculous signs of Allah, and among the smallest of Allah's creation, the moon is not that big if you were to compare it to other planets and the universe and the so on and so forth, right? Compared to maybe animals, it's big. But other things Allah created, it's not huge. And it is placed where? It's in the sky, isn't it? And it is with the traveler and the resident, wherever they may be. Anytime you go out, the moon is with us. There's the moon. فبأخي, the moon is all the way over there. The moon is all the way over there. The Shaykh will explain. بل الإضراب الانتقالي. بل, so they can, you know, it's an expression or a conjunction used to change the topic. It's a transition from one discussion to another. وهذا مثل ضربه المؤلف رحمه الله تقريبا للمعنى وتحقيقا لصحة كون الشيء مع الإنسان حقيقة مع تباعد ما بينهما. The author رحمه الله struck this example to bring the idea closer to mind, to give you a practical example, and to prove and affirm the concept that something may be with you while there's a distance between you and that thing. وذلك أن القمر من أصغر المخلوقات وهو في السماء ومع المسافر وغيره أينما كان. The moon is among the smallest of the creation, and it is with the traveler and the resident wherever they may be. فإذا كان هذا المخلوق وهو من أصغر المخلوقات. If this is the case with the creation or the created, and it is among the smallest of creation, نقول إنه معنا. We linguistically say the moon is with us. وهو في السماء, while it's in the heaven, it's in the sky.
وَلَا يُعَبْ ذَلِكَ تَنَقُضًا. No one say you're contradicting yourself. And if you told someone that, you know, let's say that somebody was with his wife, you know, on the corniche, and they were, sorry, and they were enjoying a nice lovely evening, and his mother calls him, you know, she wants him to get her something. He says, "Mom, I'm enjoying this beautiful, you know, beautiful view. It's myself, my wife, and the moon is with us." Does his mom say, "The moon is in your pocket, son? Are you sure?" Would his mom doesn't understand? Would his mom think when he said the moon is with us, that the moon is with them, sitting in between him and his wife, in the background? His mom knows the moon is over there, in the sky, and not even for a split second she will think anything else. And it's correct to say the moon is with us. The ocean is with us, the fish in the ocean are with us, you know, everything is, the wind is with us. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that they're all mixed in one container, shoved together, the husband, wife, and the moon, and the oceans, all of them in one container, a bottle, you shake them up, say, these are with each other now. You get the point? Linguistically, no one will think you're contradicting yourself, or you don't make any sense when you say, with, something is with me, even though it is not in your pocket. No one will say that you're, you know, you're saying something linguistically incorrect. وَلَا يَقْتَضِي اخْتِلَاطًا. Nor does it necessitate mixing. إذن فَلِمَاذَا لَا يَصُحُ أَن تُجْرِي آيَاتِ الْمَعِيَّ عَلَى ظَاهِرِهَا وَتَقُلْ هُوَ مَعَنَا حَقِيقَةً وَإِذَا كَانَ هُوَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So if this is the case of the creation, why can't you then say that Allah is truly with us and apply this understanding? I'll apply this understanding while He's above the heavens, above everything. It's the same thing. If the moon can do it, subhanAllah, Allah will not be able to do it. You know, this is amazing. If this is correct linguistically and even you know, mentally with the moon, then how can you say that it's not the case with Allah? And even if it wasn't the case with the creation, it could be the case with Allah. Well, there's nothing like Allah. SubhanAllah, so it's done. على كل حال وكما قلنا سابقا لو فرض أن هذا ممتنع في الخلق لكان في الخالق غير ممتنع. As we said before, if this is not doable in the creation, then when it comes to the creator, we don't even apply these rules. It is not impossible for Allah. فالرب عز وجل هو في السماء حقيقة وهو معنا حقيقة. Allah, our master, is above the heavens in truth, and He is with us in truth. ولا تناقض في ذلك. There is no contradiction in that. حتى وإن كان بعيدا عز وجل في علوه فإنه قريب في علوه. Even if Allah عز وجل is far away in His transcendence, He is near also in His transcendence. سبحانه وتعالى. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. Allah عز وجل is near. How? سبحان الله. There's nothing like Allah. You can do it? Yeah, that's you. Allah عز وجل can. But there's nothing like Allah. جميل. وهذا الذي حققه الشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله في كتبه وقال إنه لا حاجة إلى أن نؤول الآية بل الآية على ظاهرها لكن مع اعتقادنا بأن الله تعالى في السماء على عرشه فهو معنا حقا وهو على عرشه حقا. This is very powerful. This is what Shaykh al-Islam رحمه الله had established in his books, and this is, you know, an excellent means of blocking or closing the door for those who say to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you don't let us do ta'wil, but you're doing ta'wil. Remember, ta'wil is interpretation. What do they say when we say Allah has a face? They will say, no, it means, you know, this. It means bounty. And the hand, they say it means ni'mah, bounty. I'm sorry. The face, they say it means glory, whatever. They do ta'wil. And we say to them, you can't do ta'wil. You have to accept the ayah as is. So when we do this here, and then when Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah started saying, no, what is meant by Allah being with us, Allah's knowledge, sight, hearing, then the people of innovation turned around and said, hey, you said you cannot do ta'wil, now you're doing ta'wil. So how do you close the door? Say, we don't do ta'wil. Allah is above the throne and with us at the same time. How? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So that closes the door for them to try to have anything against Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. SubhanAllah, beautiful Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. So then we accept the ayah as it comes, as the face value, apparent meaning, while believing that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the heavens, above His throne, and He is with us in truth. He is above His throne in truth as well. كما نقول إنه ينزل إلى سماء الدنيا حقا وهو في العلو. The same way we say that Allah عز وجل descends to the lowest heaven while he is in the state of transcendence. ولا أحد من أهل السنة ينكر هذا أبدا. No one among أهل السنة denies that ever. We believe that. كل أهل السنة يقولون هو ينزل حقا. All the people of Sunnah say Allah himself descends. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said ينزل ربنا تبارك وتعالى كل ليلة إذا بقي ثلث الآخر ينزل ربنا تبارك وتعالى فيقول إلى آخر حديث. In Bukhari and Muslim. Every night the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah عز وجل descends to the lowest heaven. That's what you believe. How? Don't ask how, man. None of your business. If Allah wanted you to know, He would have revealed this to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would have taught it to us. You are not supposed to ask how. Why? Because people who were more knowledgeable than you and loved the deen way more than you, the Sahaba, had amongst them the most knowledgeable person who can give them the best answer, the Messenger of Allah. They never asked him. That means it's something you shouldn't ask. See how you refute that? The Sahaba were more keen on learning than anyone today, and the one with them was the Messenger of Allah. Can anyone or did anyone know Allah better than the Messenger of Allah? No. If the best teacher was available and the best studious students were available and they never had this conversation, then why are we having this conversation? Neither are you better than the Sahaba, nor am I a better teacher than the Messenger of Allah for me to give you an answer. So be quiet. Don't ask how. There's nothing like Allah. You want to, if you're thinking human beings, you're going to have a problem. You're doing shirk already in your mind. If you think, hold on a second, man. If somebody's on the attic, you know, he's on the roof of a building, he cannot go down while he's still up, right? We say, yeah, that's human beings. And if you think Allah is like that, then you're committing shirk in your mind now by making Allah like a human being. You see the thing? So there's no escape. You have to say this, I believe. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وِلِهِ خَلَاصٍ. Your mind is not going to encompass Allah's majesty. Your brain is tiny. And وَمَا أُتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You've been given little knowledge. With this small knowledge, we want to discover everything. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Alhamdulillah. أي نعم. متفقون على أنه في العلو لأن صفات الخالق ليست مثل صفات المخلوق. So all of them agree that Allah is in a state of transcendency because the attributes of the creation are unlike the attributes of the Creator. جميل. وقد عثرت على تقرير للشيخ محمد بن إبراهيم رحمه الله يبين هذا المعنى تماما, أي أن المعية حق على حقيقتها ولا تستلزم أن يكون مختلطا بالخلق أو أنه في الأرض, قال جوابا على قوله على قول بعض السلف معهم بعلمه. And he found the Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah came across a report done by Sheikh Muhammad Ibrahim, which was the ex-mufti of the Mamlaka way back, where he affirmed this meaning you know, in a very eloquent manner, that the ma'iyya is true and we don't interpret it, and it does not necessitate Allah being mixed with this creation or that Allah is on earth as they claim. And he said that in refutation to some of the people who said that what it means is Allah is with us in his knowledge. So you have to be very careful. Be very careful from that interpretation, because I myself, along with some of the brothers in the local, one of the local masajid here in Jeddah, we sat with another group of Jahmiyyah and Ash'ariyya from one of the Jama'at in the house of Allah, and we were discussing the names and attributes of Allah. And in the course of the discussion, we were trying to go back and forth about istiwa and Allah's face. And when one of the brothers said that Allah is with us, what is intended by ma'iyya, with this knowledge, they automatically picked it up and used it against us. And they said, you're doing ta'wil. Just like I explained, wallahi, this is right here in Masjid al-Bassam, close to Aziziyah Masjid. They said, you're doing the same thing now. And they said, how is that? So then we believe, they said, okay, now we agree with you. That's what we believe as well. So that opened the door for them, and it was difficult to close it. So then I had to be in a separate position from the brothers that I came with. And I said, no. I said, what is intended is such and such and such. So now I and the brothers became, according to these people, we're not agreeing. That killed the da'wah. They had agreed upon their falsehood. Now we had differed on a minor issue. So be careful of this possible interpretation. Don't say that it only means Allah is with us in His knowledge. Because once you say that, then you've done ta'wil to the ayah, And according to them, you're doing ta'wil, but you don't allow them to do ta'wil. So if you do ta'wil, then they will do ta'wil to the face and the hand and everything that was mentioned. So we say, no. Allah is above the throne. He is with us, in fact. How? As we explained earlier. There's nothing like Him. And it does not necessitate mixing. So that's the appropriate answer, inshallah. إذا جاءت هذه الكلمة فهي تفسير للمعية بالمقتضى. Whenever it's said though, they mean the consequence. The consequence of Allah being with, as mentioned in the ayat, it means Allah will aid you, Allah knows about you, Allah hears you, Allah sees you. The meaning is correct, but we do not restrict the meaning to that only. The meaning that Allah, it means Allah encompasses us in His knowledge, in His hearing, seeing is sound. But we do not restrict it to that meaning only. We say that's a byproduct, that's a consequence, but the real ma'iyah is real. Is real of Allah Azza wa Jal. ليس تفسيرا لحقيقة فهي تفسير معي بالمقتضى ليس تفسيرا لحقيقة الكلمة والذي يحمل ويحد على التفسير بهذا أن المنازع في هذا المبتدع الذين يقولون أنه مختلط بهم فيأتي البعض من السلف بالمراد بالسياق وهو أنه بكمال علمه لكن لا يريدون أن كلمة مع مدلولها بكل شيء عليم بل اجتمعت معها في العلم وزادت المعية في المعنى وهو كونه معهم فتفسيرها بالمقتضى لا يدل على أن معناها باطل فالكل حق. So the summarization of what I said earlier. إلى أن قال ولهذا شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله في عقيدته الأخرى المباركة المختصرة بين أن قوله معه حق على حقيقته. فمن فسرها من السلف بالمقتضى فلحاجة دعت إلى ذلك هو الرد على أهل الحلول الجهمية الذين ينكرون العلو كما تقدم. This was Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah in his other book. Perhaps he is referring to العقيدة الطحاوية والله تعالى أعلم أو الحموية عفوا. He had explained that the meaning of معية is true. We understand the correct, the sound meaning of it. It's a factual thing. It is not a figure of speech in this sense. Yani in the sense that Allah Azza wa Jalla is not with us. No, He's with us, but there's nothing like Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever among our righteous predecessors explained it otherwise, that it means with His knowledge, they only explained it according to the consequence of the ayah. The reason why they had to do so in order to refute the people of innovations, from among the Jahmites and so on and so forth, those who deny Allah's transcendency altogether. والقرآن يفسر بالمطابقة وبالمفهوم وبالاستلزام والمقتضى وغير ذلك من الدلالات وهؤلاء العلماء الذين روي عنهم التفسير بالمقتضى لا ينكرون المعية بل هي عندهم كالشمس من الفتاوى تقريريا على الحموية. So the Quran is explained through the understanding, through what it necessitates, through the consequence of an ayah, and other than that, the indications of the ayat. Those scholars who explained the ma'iyya as Allah only knowing about everything, seeing everything, hearing everything, they did not deny Allah being with, unlike the Jahmites, who deny Allah Azza wa Jal being above the throne. They did not deny that. Rather, to them, it's like the sun. It's something that is clear like the sun. It's a done deal. This is from the statement of Shaykh Islam, rahimahullah, in Al-Hamawiyyah. طيب. سؤال, the last question that we will conclude inshallah. هل يصح أن نقول هو معنا بذاته? Is it correct then to say that Allah Himself is with us? That's the question. We'll see the answer. هذا اللفظ يجب أن يبعد عنه. This terminology should be avoided. To say Allah Himself is with us, this terminology should be avoided. لأنه يوهم معنى فاسدا يحتج به من يقول بالحلول. Because it suggests a corrupt meaning which the people who claim Allah is mixed with this creation will use against us and misunderstand. If you tell them Allah is Himself with us, then they will think in their mind Allah is with us in the room. ولا حاجة إليه, when we don't need that. لأن الأصل أن كل شيء أضافه الله إلى نفسه فهو له نفسه. Because we know the fundamental principle, everything Allah referred to Himself is in reference to Allah Azza wa Jalla Himself. ألا ترى إلى قول تعالى وجاء ربك. Did you not read the statement of Allah and your Lord came? هل يحتاج أن نقول جاء بذاته? Do we have to say Allah Himself came? Do you need that pronoun? You don't need that pronoun. Allah came. You don't need to say Allah Himself came. Once Allah referred to Himself, then even with the absence of the pronoun, then the meaning is the same. And you don't need to add that pronoun. So why would you say Allah Himself is with us? Say Allah is with us. Keep it as is. Don't add that Himself, because it may lead to misunderstandings. وَإِلَى قَوْلِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم يَنزِلُ رَبُّنَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. And to the statement of the Messenger of Allah, our Lord descends to the lower seven. You don't have to say our Lord Himself descends. You just say Allah, our Lord descends to the lower seven. إننا لا نحتاج إلى ذلك اللهم إلا في مجادلة من يدعي أنه جاء أمره أو ينزل أمره لرد تحريفه. The only time we may have to use this expression if we happen to be in an argument with someone who's saying it's not Allah who came down, it's Allah's command. It is not Allah who came, it's Allah's command which came. Then we say, no Habibi, it means Allah Himself. You see, only when refuting in a discussion with someone who has a misunderstanding. Otherwise, we don't use that Himself. We keep it as is. With that, inshallah, we conclude this night's session. And then inshallah ta'ala, next week we'll be dealing with more on the concept of Allah being above His throne and how He knows what we are upon here on earth and everything that is related to that. Then we'll be dealing to other discussions concerning Allah being near, the nearness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. As-salam.